because this. I know the visions I've seen in the spirit. God is taking us to nations. I'm not trying to have faith. God told me, I will set you above the nations of the earth. You don't know. We are looking at the empty chairs today. It's part of my testimony. That at the second edition of the Inferno Conference, I called many, many did not come. But there were few that came and said, and it is entering the sounds of time. Oh, you know, God, the Bible says we are surrounded by a cloud of witness. Some people are just doing anyhow. You, even. This is my testimony. I will carry it to the fire. Opens their eyes. Hallelujah. There are people, if God opens their eyes, if there's a way we can get back, some alarm should still be open. If there's a way we could get back, let's get. This is my testimony. And for Joshua Selman, my father would say, pass through that process with fire, because there is monthly value in this process. That someday I will say this testimony all over the world, and they will not get tired of inviting me because I passed through blood, even to get to this point. Many of you cannot sustain half what I've sustained. Many of you, and I say that without apology. Do you know what it means for your voice to have weight in the realm of the spirit? Do you know what it means? One day, the spirit of death was attacking almost every hostel. And then I called my partner in Absolute Ministry there, and I said, let's go to the car park and pray. This thing has to stop. God gave me a mandate to be school. And I went and I screamed the name of Jesus 3 times and I saw the spirit of death appear and it bowed. You know you have something. What's all these things you are doing? When there is blood that is on your back, what you are suffering, you know, when you have paid prices for the kingdom of God, you stand and speak, everything will hear, just the same way God stands and speaks and everything hears. I was organizing I was supposed to have a miracle service today, one of the largest hostels. And that week, they kidnapped a student. I think she was in that hostel or something like that. You know, the kidnappings in school some months ago. This happened some months this year. And then I said to them, I said, can we do something? I told them, I said, in 72 hours, she will come out. And everybody just shouted amen. You know, they thought it was like one of those prophecies that never ever comes to pass. I said, just you see, by the 7th hour, the news came out that the girl was mysteriously released. Only person. How? So I'm sharing this, so you know it's not about me. I'm trying to let you know the kind of grace that resides here and what God is about to do.
God will never send a man to the world whom he has not prepared. Some of us are so blind, and it's a pity. If it's only five people arise, it's okay. Is it not okay? Some of you are so blind. It's unfortunate. I mean, the level of life you want, it's your choice. It's painful. God will, you think God will just lift you? No. God will put your lifting in a man. Then your humanity, your carnality is what will now deny you. Because, is it not? Look at the way he's even dressed there. I don't know that one has a future. Look at all these scanty chairs. And in your mind, the devil will just dominate your mind and kill your future. And tomorrow you go back and say, God, change my life. And God say, but I changed it years back. What is wrong? What's the meaning of all this? In case you don't know, golden opportunities by kingdom standard take time to come. So when you miss the one that comes for you, it will take only God knows how long again. You know, I was discussing with my friend Stanley James, one of our guests from this year. Recently, I know how that guy missed. He had 11 carryovers in school. But when others were mocking him and talking against him, saying all manner of, people, there are people that are very, I just found that the highest number of very dark and stupid people, sweet, I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth, lie in the body of Christ. It's as if becoming a Christian made them stupid. And people just bandwagon, just saying all manner of nonsense. You are serious. Your life is finished. All manner of rubbish. And the guy just came there, building. I remember coming into one of the rooms. The guy was listening to Apostles' music, 1 hour and 15 minutes music record, Apostle Sherman. And I was like, Stanley. And he was like, don't worry, it's okay. 2 days to his graduation, somebody chatted him online. The CEO of Lima Awards, one magazine that is being sold in over 4 continents of the world. They called him. They said, "We have been seeing your work online. That want to feature you in our magazine. Magazine that people pay millions to just have a page." As I'm talking to you now, that guy, you see, bro, see his life. Eventually, as God will have it, I saw my guy the day he was starting, he called, he said, "See my phone." He showed me the chat. He said, "Oh boy, I've gone." Any moment from now, she is flying all over the world. He was given the same platform of the likes of Sinatra and some of these very influential people, And as if that was not enough, God began to open doors for him. At the moment, he's one of the most sought after people in the East. Some of you, I don't know how someone will just be a double blind. You can't see. As in, you can't see. How? You're a Christian, how are you blind? Some of you, God opens your eyes to see what this vision will be in exactly, without exaggeration. Exactly a year from now, without exaggeration, if God just opens your eyes, I'm not saying 5 years. 5 years from now, we won't even be in this location. We probably would have gone to the US because that's where the goals of my ministry is supposed to be. Not even here. All this is just Yaza. Or you are looking at me. Oh, so, I know. Sam, I've never told you this one before. I'm just so angry this night. I have to release it. So let people keep behaving the way they are behaving. There was a lady that was with Christ Embassy from I don't know if you know her. I think her name is Sister Uchi, I think. But mommy, this woman that is here, mommy Lalo, that knows her very well. She has been with Christ Embassy from inception. By the time Christ Embassy needed people that would travel out for the culture, the information somewhere there about, and you know they don't just send people anyhow. They do that without hesitation. Sacrifice, being there. This in and out will keep them continuing. You will be surprised. Somebody from the east, come and take your place. You'll be like, ah, but I was there once. I did this once. And you are, I have taught for those people that have stayed close to me to listen. Egypt, Sam and Mike, since last year they've been with me consistently. And I've always taught them. I said, what God blesses is not I did it once. Forget, even if you almost died once for the kingdom, it's not what God will reward. You will never qualify for the reward system of heaven that way. It's your track record of how many times you almost died. And I don't mean on the road or accident. No, that's the truth. That's God for you. God is no respecter of persons. If you know what that's been talking, your neck will be shooting shaky. That you can be in church for 30 years and God will still look at you and you'll be a failure. You will literally be a failure. It's painful. This hunger and pain began to disturb me from age 16. When I'll be in our province there in church, I'll see somebody for 7 years. Life is not, and he's attending church, and I'm not getting church for that matter. What is the problem? Is God unfaithful? Oh. A day will come, as I'm talking like this, not too long from now, the anointing will just be on people because of the wilderness and the hunger. Even the way it is now, so some of you have been the anointing where you are in your back and all that. But your degree of hunger is what is as though it's limiting the grace of God on my life. I've entered places. I'm even afraid of what? I'm not even talking. I'm talking too much here now. God to know one of the reasons you did in the East here. If you see the outpour of the revival, people broke down, started crying everywhere, including the room. It was so much. Oh my God. People began to see the revelation of Christ. I did it complete again. The Holy Ghost just came. Bring this one to his knees. People were just being slain in the street. As where they were, I was just standing. It's not like I went, I was in, I'm tired of. I mean, the conference want to do, I mean, you like I'm being handsome. I don't have that shit. What's going before I can? I tend to be very wrong with this word. I would just stand where I am. The Holy Ghost, I just saw him doing this. People were falling like leaves everywhere. Nobody stood. Nobody could stand with that. Nobody could stand. Revive for expectation. You could see their hunger and their honor. But they were just looking at me. You are so open. If only you saw. And you know, because me, I know my spiritual status. I will not allow somebody's unbelief to make me feel less. And because I've learned. I've learned too. And when you learn, it will be obvious you have learned. Because your result will show you have learned. I'm challenging us tonight. You can keep going on being blind. Or you can choose to open your eyes. Because when you miss in life, God will still continue. It doesn't matter anything. It doesn't change him. You are crying, it doesn't change anything. You are smiling, it doesn't change anything. He's still God. I will never go to church again. Who cares? You know, the problem, I think we need to start resounding things, this thing again. Because we think we are doing God a favor, or you are doing somebody a favor, or you are doing me a favor. Continue. In fact, I even thought of something. You know, while I was outside, and the song, and you know, Pastor Somindi was just leading the worship, I was just, a lot of God was just speaking to my spirit. A lot of things were just coming to my mind on the things to do. And I was just like saying, God, I need resources. Not to sponsor the conference. Not for the conference. Of course, we are trusting God for resources for that, but
resources to bring people from the east. There are a lot of them. They are just money, just trusting God for finance. We are working on it. Here in Lagos, it's as though we are so used to ministry, so used to church activity. You'll be surprised. By the end of close to the conference, you'll be heavily surprised. Every man is replaceable. If you understand that statement, you will serve with all your heart. Sit down, have your seat. If you understand that statement, you will serve with all your heart. Every man, whoever you are, including me, is replaceable. I think I shared this years ago for those of us that have attended my meetings in the past. And I'll still say it again. Years back, when I was a cell minister in Winners, I used to do something. I would carry a bundle of flyer like this. Some of us are running away from carrying flyers because they want responsibility. That's your business. I would carry a bundle of flyers. I mean, probably 500 or more. A lot of it, anyway. And I would go to the bus stop, then Total Filling Station. Now, what's the name of the filling station? Now, I guess. But it was Total there. And I'll stand very close to the main road. And I'll be sharing the tracks. And I'll tell them, Jesus loves you. Inviting to show, Jesus loves you. That's all I said. And I'll do that for like 2-3 hours. Fellowship will close by 6 rather. I will not go home. It's not like I'll go home and then go out. No, I'll go straight. Then from 6, sometimes I'll stop at 8. Sometimes I'll go to towards 9. I'm still sharing track, but I make sure I usually finish my track because the next day is Sunday and the track is for Sunday. So I always try to make sure I finish it. So one of the days during the sharing of tracks and inviting people to church, I saw an old friend. So I tried to carry the main flyers and we walked down a bit and we're discussing. And while we're talking, I would talk for like a good number of time. And I looked at that place. For some reason, I just looked at that place and I saw that another woman, I've never seen her in our province before. Now I'm not saying she's an angel. For some reason, I said she's an angel. I don't know what. I think she was probably another province, another district. But my question was, why that day? And why that spot? Because she came to the very spot I was sharing track. The very spot. I can never, you know, because I would have forgotten the spot, but for the fact that she came to that spot, I mean, it was so memorable. Praise God. And she came to that very spot and started sharing tracks. It was when I even looked, I tried to view from that distance where I was, I tried to view the tracks she was sharing. I saw it was Winner's track, to the same track that I was sharing. Praise the Lord. And then I was like, what is wrong with this? Why where I was sharing tracks? And then the Lord said something to me clearly. This is what he said. He said, David, the day you forget me, I will replace you. You know how far I've come with God, both in the anointing and in influence. I don't want to be replaced. No. I want to remain relevant. To the very day I breathe my last breath. William Branham, even in death, was still relevant. Even in death. We criticize him a lot, but very few people carry what he carries. You will never carry what you criticize. Ever. Ever. Criticize it. But obviously your life showed that you don't. Is it not funny? Aya, aya, aya. Yeah. Yeah. Just close your eyes, all three. During the conference, I need the eyes of all the ministers. Is you can be in the spirit, but even when closing, make sure that you are blinking so that in case anybody is signaling you. Eh? I remember one ministration that Apostle Selman was, I think it was in campus, or I don't know, or in ministry. And the pastor was trying to signal the cameraman? One of their workers. And the guy was just glad, and he was sick, and he would be glad. Now, people, you don't stress, please. No, what kind of stress? You can be in the spirit, but please, don't be in the spirit at the detriment of other things. Are we together? Are we together? Is there anybody that came in? Praise the Lord. I told the lady, one of us here, you might know her, but I won't mention her name. I said, don't miss a meeting. And the Holy Ghost asked him to do something for her that would project her on that day. And she missed a meeting. Because she not miss a meeting. And she missed a meeting. Who said it would be easy? This is some of our problem. What you want? You want to be comfortable and then make it big. Go and ask the Yahoo boys. They will tell you. Go and ask occult. You go and ask people in the occult. Some of us are jokers. Being a Christian was what made you a joker. If your that thing was right in your life, you became a Christian. Is that not appalling? Eh? Does Christianity dull in your head to think that things just come? You have not even Bill Gates worked for him. He was paying the price for his life and the future you all celebrate now. Do you know in the past this guy worked for 3 days straight? He went to his fiance's house and fainted at the door. How many of you have worked for God like that? If you have worked for God like that, lift your hand up. Me, I have worked for God like that, but if you have worked for God like that, lift your hand up. You see, some of you should come to your face in shame. And you still go back to God and say, God, make me great. I'm going looking at you and just nodding his head. I say, come, isn't that? Some of you make God wonder how he created you. Like, God sits down and says, my God. Like, and because there's nobody above him. So, I mean, he looks at his statement and analyzes what he just said because of the state of your life. Am I challenging someone tonight? Continue being. I just pray this is clear enough for those on the group chat. I started giving sensitizations since 4 or 5 months ago, preparing people, but yet look at the we are more than this, but you know there are people that come off and on. Who else is outside? There are people that come off and on, and then when it's close to that, you start seeing them every day. And then you still want to start on the stage, or you still want to, how do I put it, officiate, right? I think that's the word. Praise the Lord. You still want to officiate and all that. You're welcome, sir. Let us coordinate ourselves.
We are still going to have our rehearsals today, but the committee meeting has begun, like I said, and I'll be talking all through because I have a lot to tell us. And that's the reason why I organized the workers' stream to address all these behaviors and all these attitudes so that people will not miss what God is about to do. So you not feel used. Eh? So that you not feel what? What did I say? But yet, some people, it's like people will say, eat that food, that food, and the thing fell from your ear or something. I can't believe that after workforce training on Sunday, some people still have the liver and the mind to tell me they won't come for today's meeting or they are tired. After that means everything I said on Sunday is well. Because when they come that day, we still allow them to work, do the there are certain functions you will never have, obviously. But we still allow you, understand? So by the time you start seeing the differentiations in the meetings, they start saying, this guy used me. Hey, he used my game. Mind don't make up. It's not what they say. Sir, it's not what they say. Because Nigerians are like that. At least even other people in the world don't do it. I'm sure that such life of criticism doesn't pass Nigerians. It's painful because I've taken out my time. Some of us, you know, AJS, we always say that some of us are not students of history, and I discovered that in this generation we are predominantly not students of history. Just feel anything can happen, anything, you do anything, and it's pitiable because let me pray a prayer for you. May your future not be a lesson you should have learned now. You are that amen is not solid. Because if you read history, you will see that some of the very stupid mistakes some of us are doing now, it has been made before by people. And you are doing it, and some of you are even proud. And you're very proud. And history has already given an explanation of what happens to people that behave the way we are behaving now. Like, history has given an explanation of what happens to them. But you see, we have thrown history away. In my department, I study history and international relations. We are taught that when you do not, he says, one of the scholars said, if those who do not know history are condemned to repeat it. Praise the Lord. Open your ears and listen well. Those who do not know history are what? Talk to me now. Maybe he used a harsh word, but it still doesn't remove it from being the truth. Praise the Lord. I pray for you again, and seriously, from the bottom of my heart, may your life, may your future not be a lesson you should have learned now. Because even as at that time, God will still be faithful. So the question is, will you be saying God is faithful, or will you be viewing God is faithful from a standpoint of success or from a standpoint of failure? In that way, God is still faithful. Is that correct? It's correct. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's very correct, obviously. Let's find a way to collect that, please. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. We have four departments. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Careful. How many departments? Is it four?
No.
It shows that you are not listening. For those that are joining us for the first time, I want to pass on your call. Let's stand. If you are joining us for the first time, please can you stand up? We just want all you and recognize you. Even though we are few today, please those beside them. No, I think we are few, so we can be a bit meticulous. Please, wherever you are, let's go and give them a warm handshake. Please, warm handshake. A warm handshake. Adams, please stop. A warm handshake. Okay, you can. No, you are exempted. Please. Hallelujah. It's important for us to know all these modalities, because that day you might be called up to honor people and you come and say nonsense to somebody who is prominent and you feel insulted. And you know, these people can be, some of them, with all humility and with all respect to their various pedigrees, they could be very arrogant, right? But it doesn't matter. As far as God wants us to honor them, it's normal and it's proper to honor them because of their sacrifice. And adaptation is proof of honor. So, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. But we must be careful. Alright? We must be what? If you need to change the mic, you change the mic. All this laxity behavior, I don't understand. Eh? And change them now. Find a way to mix them up. And I was asking the other time, could somebody go out and get you? Kept quiet. These are the things we need to correct. I'm being open like this so that you can know. Hallelujah. Please. Hallelujah. All right. Sir Cedric, we will meet you in the protocol department again. Or is there any other department you have in mind? But you know you are serving. Eh? Or you don't want to serve? Tell me now. Don't put mind on anybody. There's something very, 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 very serious I want to do now. When others come to the next meeting, they will meet new changes. Because by next year, what I've seen that God is about to do. By next year, I don't think, by the half of next year, I should even be in this location again. By the grace of God. But no, it's not a prayer. It's not easy to say amen. Whether it's amen or not, it's going to come to pass. So, I should be leaving. And there was something he said the first time. I think the first time we met, and he also mentioned it. We are in the next day, right? He also mentioned it yesterday. He thought he said, I don't know whether he thought he said, but I'm just assuming that he thought that he said it probably because of his profession or what he's good at and all that. But he said it, or I believe He was inspired by the Holy Ghost to say that. And for him to have said it twice, because he's the first person in my life and ministry that has said that. So it wasn't, that's why you need to sharpen your discerning spirit so you can know when men talk based on the flesh and when they talk based on the spirit. And then he said, when are we getting our own sound? And then that was the first time he said that as an organization. I mean, look at the mindset already. He's just coming, but look at the mindset. I'm not trying to hide you or anything. So don't feel, because usually after that I'm afraid of having you because the time is giving after the hype. So we have experienced that a lot. So that's why. So I'm afraid for you already. But Samuel said the more that men, if you're not careful, men can clap you to your early grave. The grave of relevance. To discover that the last days of your life will not, you just be as quiet as even the mosquito will be louder than you. No mosquitoes make noise. And of us know. Those of us that live in USA in our houses, we don't have mosquito bill. AC everywhere. We that live in the beach and home of mosquitoes. Praise the Lord. Are we together?
Yes.
So, and then he said that again yesterday. I beat it. Because God has given me the structure of the vision of the kind of ministry I'm to fully embark into. Which Infernal Conference will continue, because it will be, it's already, we have started some skeletal organizational activities and we are moving from this place by the grace of God. It's important for you to know, as an advice to each and every one of us seated here, to always move when God speaks. You'll be making a big mistake. I've heard people say, you know, I'm just waiting for God, and God has been the one waiting for them. You don't even know when God has spoken, you don't even know what God is saying, you're just there. Your life is not moving forward, and you're very okay. God will stop when your desire stops. Never forget that. God will stop what?
When your desire stops.
In Mark 11, verse 24, it says, whatsoever ye desire. When ye pray, this was a scripture that Kenneth Hagin, was it Kenneth Hagin or Lester Sumner, used to come and receive prayer. He was on Father here. Whatsoever he desired, he kept desiring it every single day of that year. Till the power of God gradually step coming to his bones and step in his feet. Every day, you say his future. Step out, sleep, rest again. Another day, step 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 4 minutes, get up from the bed. It's completely healed. Head to toe. Some of us, our lives is moved that we don't even understand what we are doing. Sometimes I get so angry, I'm tempted to tell somebody, just go and be a Muslim. Let's know that you are suffering because of Islam. Don't come and make Christianity look like it doesn't work. But God's love. Someone say God's love.
God's love.
One day I was so angry. I saw the way people were Muslim and I was like, what kind of... And I used the word that was not really good. And then the Lord said to me, do not call people who have created these words, please. I love them if you don't love them. I said, okay. And then after that, the Lord now said to me, I'm going to bring somebody by your way now that is sick. I want you to pray for the person. Not up to 20 minutes, not up to 10 minutes after God said that. I met the thing which was then, they were so upset. And the life, the way. So God wanted me to. I want that place. You know, he just come do something. So he wanted me to practice that I can see if I did. And then to put you that everything was really God's idea. The lady had a shifted bone. She was just coming from the bone doctor. Somebody was assisting her to work. She didn't work. And after praying for her, I just prayed just a few seconds and I told her, start working. And she was most of her faith to work. I said, work. It's God. Say, you believe. So yes. So she started walking. Put the first leg, discovered that the bone has shifted back. And she said, okay, and her friend was like this. You know, that moment when you are not used to miracles. I've seen the shock on the face of people who have been attending church for so long. Eh? So who is the pastor? How did he even get ordained? Which Bible is he reading? Which Jesus is he claiming to know? Some of us honestly should cover our face with shame, because the generation that we are in, eh? I said it during the Sunday workforce training. We ask questions. You don't know it, you don't know it. Okay, just sit down. Go on. Go back to the secret place. Talk to God and come out with something of substance. Don't come and embarrass yourself. You are saying you're a prophet. You are called to the prophetic. You have the gift of prophecy. Hey, your name is John. No, it's Samuel. Hey, you are in Nigeria. No, I'm a teacher. Ah, I saw you getting my test. I thought you now. I'm not doing a relationship. How do you want to advance even like that? Hey, don't worry. I was not really prepared. I just didn't really pray well. Did you not pray well? Because this one, even everything, including your name, is wrong. I mean, I don't know how people behave. Like, it's painful, really. This is failing me, because it's not like Sebi would do prophetic night. I mean, this is not. It's not an LG. It's not an LG. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Period. It's not like shouting it here. And then at a point, when we started the committee for the first time last year, I was the only person that God was using in the midst of the committee. Even Sam was still struggling somewhere by the corner there. Me too, healing there. Sam, come and shout. I was like, see, this boy, don't even have an idea what's possible. Okay, so remember the day I said that evangelism, we are not going to really minister and talk about the conference, that everybody will pay for the seat. Remember that day?
Yes.
For those of us that went with us. And I took all of them and I want to show you what you have been receiving and how that as a believer you are supposed to walk in these things. And I taught them the scripture. And each and every one of them were praying for the sick. Praise the Lord. So you can hear me, Abby. Alright, we'll fix this. Every one of them were praying for the sick. Everybody healed. I think somebody was healed of heart palpitation, high blood pressure, and then there's a way he was feeling that was the symptoms. I don't think he has symptoms or something like that. So all the symptoms left him at that shop. You remember that woman's shop? And there were three miracles that happened. I didn't pray for anybody that day. Every committee member that went with us saw how that this was the natural habitat of a believer, and that the grace that they were receiving was not for show. They saw things that was the desire of many ministries. There's the spirit of religion in this local government. Heavy. Even the denominations of some powerful churches have caught up with it. The spirit of religion will keep you in the mirage of activities. And in your mind, you think you are doing God favor. But you are actually propagating the kingdom of darkness without even knowing. Because the absence of light is the presence of darkness, of course. Praise the Lord. So you understand the scope of this conference. I can't believe, do you know what made people so surprised last year conference? Was the degree of the glory of God. Abby, you saw what happened. Shadrach. The degree of the glory of God, because they were not used to. Do you know? Hi, Jesus Christ. Sister Joy is not here. I think she would have one of the students of Elips. I think she had graduated from there, but she attended the conference last year. By the second day of the conference, she was like, I don't know what these things these people are doing. So she went to her and she asked, she said she has never encountered the Holy Ghost, that she does not know what it means to be touched by the Holy Spirit. She has been going to church since inception. So they took her as a baby to church. And as 18-year-old, you don't know. No, it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. And see, some of us who pride ourselves, you know, some of our pastors, with all due respect to their ministries and all that, and they will pride themselves, and the devil is just there winning your members. You don't even know he has won like over half of them. And you are there just saying all manner of, you're just talking, preaching, even your message. You are not blessed by your message.
You just come because you feel you have a job or what, I don't know. You don't know that there's serious battle in the Christian faith. There's serious contention between in the cosmos, in the world. Islam is there growing so fast. It's you that I see. Yeah, we're just here. Some of us, even still, you see an opportunity to grow like this. You see an opportunity to build yourself like this. Because you carried your seriousness from your wherever it is you got it from. You come here and God is trying to reignite you. Are you just there? Come when you feel like. Until the day when we can no longer be so close. And then, of course, I become the proud one. Obviously. Because that's how it always is. You know, I become the proud one. I become the arrogant one. When you begin to see the security detail and all that. Because I'm somebody who has enemies, obviously. And my enemies are growing as I'm writing. Correct? So, you don't expect me to call. There's a point very soon in my life. As I'm talking to you now, do you know, there in my school, if I'm going out, there are people that will literally not allow me to carry my property. Do you know? All I care that some of you, as you know, you are so used to me. The grace is not even blessing you, not even by 2%. Is it not funny how that you can be so close to somebody so heavily anointed and not be blessed? Somebody came to me and in just 1 month started replicating the grace of my life. The guy so submitted, I was afraid as to whether this guy was actually planning to kidnap me or what. Because he was so yielded. I've not seen somebody in my lifetime that was so yielded. The guy was yielded. I was literally afraid. Ha! See me by 12. He's there 11:30. And consistently, he's a mature student. Some of you are not even half as busy as he is. It was just few days, few weeks to my coming back, I discovered that his father was a prominent man in the East. Eh? Somebody who sits in the board of decision makers of the universities and institutions in the East. It was then when he told me, it wasn't him that told me or who told me. I was so angry with him. I said, "What is wrong with you, this boy?" And sometimes I would just lose guard and shout at you. You want your father to use his signature and re-strategize my life. Praise God. And the guy was like, no. And you know how I can be sometimes. I like to whine. So I just wanted to, you know, lie down. And the guy said, no, sir. He was literally begging me. He was the one that the night before I came, he vowed that he would make sure how will I put it now? Just make sure I don't have any want that night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And by God's grace, he will be here alive. He reminds me of the characteristics that is attributed to Moses in the Bible. You see somebody that is so exalted, but yet, if you see his clothes, oh my God. You see people here? I see somebody who just come here so arrogant, so proud, you have nothing. Where you are staying safe. Hey, your life is just one side. You are just so arrogant, so proud. I've never consciously or in the directly tell that guy to carry my Bible, any of my stuff. He literally begs me to do it. I don't because my conscience will not really allow me. Though I know that time will come, but I've seen people beg me to do things. Because they understand. As I'm talking to you now, that guy is replicating my grace almost 90%. So when I was leaving the school, I was not even bothered. There's another guy in school there that used to honor me so much. And the guy replicated my grace to the point that I was not in school. So one of the hostel governors called me and said she had an accident. So her leg had swollen and I wasn't there to pray for her. So I told him, I said, go and heal her. That's what I said. But why would I talk like that if I don't know you? If I don't know what you carry. So we have took out our time to hold the banner of Christianity in that school. Can't come and mock you feel embarrassed yourself, because where there is results, you can't mock Christianity where there is results. Christianity will only prove. Do you see what Apostle Paul says? Said that I did not come to you with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. This is Apostle Paul speaking. If it were by enticing wisdom, Christianity would have died long ago. The people keeping the Christian faith today in this nation are those that understand the need for results. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he got there, prayed for the woman. The leg was swollen. Her bone shifted. The bone shifted back. The leg started going back. Within 7 hours, her leg was like a new one. She walked. That was afternoon. By night, she was walking everywhere. Everybody that were in the hostels knew the accident. So it was not like maybe she was indoor. It happened. She was in the archery. He came, prayed for her. No. Everybody knew that they had that significant talent. By that night, she was walking everywhere. So everyone was asking questions. They were saying, no, it's those people that came to do miracle crusade. They didn't even know what happened. So they sent me the picture where I was. I was in LMA Port Harcourt at that time. That was earlier this year or late last year before the conference. Before the conference, I was in LMA when they sent me the picture and I saw it and I said, okay, that's good. So I don't even need to be there. Praise the Lord. So if you're a minister here, I beg you in the name of God, desire results sincerely, because upon results pegs the advancement of the kingdom. When it now comes to building men, the word now comes into place. Praise the Lord. Are we following?
Yes, sir.
The word for spiritual growth. But for the banner of Christianity to be held on high, results. Is it not in your Bible? Where the Bible was talking about the coming of the Antichrist? And that when he comes, he shall present himself as Christ. How will he present himself as Christ? Can someone tell me? How will the Antichrist present himself as Christ? How? Let me see those that actually read their Bibles. Because it should be obvious. Nobody can say it. Ah. If you don't understand this thing, you can't serve in federal conference, because we need people with sound understanding. Demons will be flying out of almost any. You can't even, if you don't want to deliver, you can't even come close. Why will the Antichrist? What was even the question I just asked now? Please, how did I ask the question? How will the Antichrist? You are not answering, you are just telling me what I just told you. I said, how will the Antichrist present himself as Christ? How? What strategy?
No.
Please write that down. Write that question down. How will the Antichrist present himself as Christ? I think that's what I said. How will the... You see that? It's either we don't want to... We are afraid if we say something, it could be wrong. It's better you are wrong here than to be wrong in front of 1,000 people. Because there could lie in your destiny helper. There could lie in your enemy. Those waiting for you to make mistake. They could lie in those that have prophesied your downfall. So when you make mistake in such an audience, you can imagine how propagated your mistake would be. It will be so announced. Because you have your destiny helpers to carry it out for you. You have your enemies to carry it out for you. You have your criticizers to carry it out for you. So when you make mistake in such an audience, just be ready. You become famous almost instantly. So make your mistakes here. Please.
I ask a question. Who is answering me?
The air I breathe. Oh Lord, you are the air.
This battery you use is not, where is it? This battery you use is not, is dead now.
You are the road.
Give me those tiger batteries, please.
You are my peace in the midst.
The day this song came out, Pastor Chris could not stop singing it. Baba Chris. Oh God, how I love that man.
You are the air. Oh Lord.
Hallelujah. It's like he's not speaking at all.
You are.
Can I have the mic if it's working?
You are the air.
How? Okay, fine. Adams, how will the Antichrist present himself as Christ? It's a very simple answer, and I think I just mentioned it.
You are the air.
Let's work together.
You are the air.
You are not 80 years old, you are like this. So let's just do a little statistic on how you now be when you are 80.
Oh Lord, you are
Even like Christ, how?
Oh Lord, you are
close to the answer.
You are the air.
Oh Lord, you are the air. I wish this will not fail me now. But wait. When I said they should go and buy, you should go and buy. Outside there, but it's late now.
You are the air.
Listen up, everybody. The Antichrist will come and do the works that Christ can do. Or let me be like this. Listen. He will come and do works that look like the works of the kingdom. Demonstrations of power, empowering of men. Remember, he's the God of this world. I've forgotten. I don't know if you've forgotten. Or you don't even know. There are a lot of things you don't know. That's why we are doing the way we are doing. So I say, come to church, you learn next time. So you will now understand why you want a job and they will say, do something. And that thing you are doing is not part of kingdom standard. So do it. Hit 1 million. And then you start your bargain with darkness without even knowing. Praise the Lord. I don't want to go into that. That's not what I'm talking about. But the way the Antichrist, like I said, I'm saying again, remind me again, what's the question? Yes, the way the Antichrist is going to present himself like Christ is by
doing the works that look like the works of light, look like the works of the kingdom. The Bible says that when the Antichrist shall come, he shall do miracles and do mighty things. And if the very elect are not careful, in that context of scripture, I think Revelation, Matthew or thereabout, Matthew, you should read the book of Matthew, Matthew's epistle of Christ. He says that if the very elect, that is the very Christians, are not careful, they will be deceived. That's what he said. Do you know why they will be deceived? Because we live in a world that is result designed. Hi, Jesus Christ. If you can make this ladder, you are the air I breathe. Oh Lord. Listen carefully. That if you are just okay with your spiritual life and your Christian experience and everything, there's no problem. But be ready. Because when the very end comes, you see this on serious place everywhere. This same demonstration of power that we think is not necessary, the Antichrist will come and be doing it. And you trust people. Trust people. They will flock in that direction. Why you? That is just there with your spiritual level, one headache, one somewhere. The Antichrist is there lifting witches, lifting, raising the dead as normal thing. You're just there. Just there. Some others don't even care about the miracle yourself. It doesn't matter. It's okay. Continue. Influence too. You are just at this level. God wants to give you influence. You are just rejecting it. You are not developing yourself. You are not developing your value. You are doing nothing. Continue. By the time you start doing your church under the ground, then you will now understand that influence, if it's not taught in the church will die of a truth. It will die and die so much that the freedom we have now to teach and to preach will no longer have it. In case you don't know, it is the influence of some of the generals that is keeping Christian faith in this nation today. There are people that if they were not here, you think we can do this? With the kind of influence Islam has, is a Muslim man not your president? Talk to me now. Yeah, just doing anyhow. And you are taking your spiritual life anyhow. You are not even no desire to rise to influence at all. Continue. Hope you know the generals are beginning to go. Hope you know. Let me mention some of the men that some of us criticize and we call erotic preachers, or we these are the people that God is trusting in to hold his word in this nation. That some of you and some of us are just trivializing. It's no problem. Shebi they will go. Abi? It's no problem. China can tell you. It's no problem. Bishop David Oedepo, Pastor Chris, Daddy Gio, Omega Fire, Apostle Johnson Suleiman, Deeper Life, Pastor Daddy Kumuyi, Dike Odukoya, MFM. And then some others that I may not remember. You see these people? You see these people I just mentioned? Let them just go. Then you understand the heat. You will not understand the heat. So since you decide to not take your spiritual life serious, you will take guns serious. Or you will take knives. Or you shall take something serious, but you'll be serious about something. And believe me, it's not your work or anything that will give you money. It's not even any of it. You just want to survive. The fight will not be to survive, not to win the church gate. It will not be just where can I breathe. All these things we are saying, take serious. Now, God is using this platform of this conference to lift you to new levels. You are doing anyhow. There's no problem. Is it not because you have people that are fighting the fight you should be fighting? Eh? That boy will come and send one nonsense to one minister that has influence in almost no, there's no, there is every part of the nation will come and tell him, respect yourself. And as the president, he will, because the highest position in life is not president of a nation, it's an Enoch. An Enoch is above president, then a minister. Okay, you don't know. Hey, this ignorance is too much. Jesus Christ. Okay, you don't know. Why else do you think the presidency cannot touch these ministers? Why? Okay, you don't even know. Jesus Christ. You don't even know your rights in the constitution. It's bad. This is appalling. Even the devil is shocked. But there are things you should know. They wanted, Pastor Chris was saying some things on 5G. Eh? And one nonsense human being was making noise from government house. Pastor Chris did not even have to talk. That's just what I just liked. It's just try any nonsense. Eh? Just try any nonsense. Then you know that there are people. Influence. What did I say? Influence. Just try nonsense. That's why the government is afraid. Because even the government does not have influence as much as these men I just mentioned. Two of us. That's why they can't do anything now. Because the body of Christ in this nation constitutes over 60% of voters. Two of us. Talk to me. Do you see why you need to rise in influence? The fathers are going. The fathers are going. Can we just pray in 1 minute and ask God to help us? In 1 minute, bow your heads and just pray. And ask God to help us. I just felt like to charge us a bit. Any moment from now, we'll round up some committee meetings and then close. Father, thank you. And then enter the rehearsal session. Father, Lord, we thank you. Help us, Lord, help us. Help us. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh God, help us. Help us, Jesus. Oh. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Bring this speaker here. Bring it to sound better. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. I'm going to rise to a point of influence where if I sneeze, the government will start shaking. Just my sneeze alone. Just my sneeze alone. And the government will shake. I want to rise to a point where my no is almost as equal as the law of a nation, so that I can stand and without fear or favor of any mortal being on earth, I will hold the scepter of Christianity and the banner of this faith till Jesus comes. So this is my desire. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey. Hey, yeah, yeah. 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 Hey. There's somebody in our midst. Your auntie. Your auntie is a deaconess in a church. She's having issues maritally, whether child issue or keep that song playing from the keyboard. She's a deaconess, she's having issues. Who is that? There's someone in her midst here. Your auntie, she's a deaconess, she's having issues. I'm seeing somebody almost average height. She's not too tall, she has a big body, she's kind of chocolate, not too dark, a bit middle fair. She's in her middle, she's in her middle age, or is it middle age now, what do you call it? Who is that? Somebody in this hall. You have somebody like that connected to you. Who is that? Think well, please. Who is that? Don't come to me after the meeting. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. It's not a prophetic meeting. Hallelujah. So I'm hearing a name. I'm hearing Sandra. You are connected to anybody by that name? Please. You have just 5 minutes. Like this mic says it's not work today. Alright, no problem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is that? So granting us grace. Praise the Lord. Let me quickly say this, say a few things. Please, if you are not part of a unit, please do well to join one. Do well to join one, please. If you are not part of a unit, do well to join one. I beg you in the name of God. If you can. We are still trusting God to complete the budget for posters. So by today, by the grace of God, we are going to start the process. And we are trusting God to print everything today by the grace of God. So if you know you've not supported yet, please do well to do that. Hallelujah. Are we following? And by the grace of God, the design for the polo will be coming out very soon. If you're happy about that, you can celebrate Jesus. Except if you are enemy of my progress, you can as well just keep quiet. Praise the Lord. In 5 minutes, Pastor Sovereignty, please, you can come, sir. You're going to come and just wants to speak a word to us. After that, we continue.
Praise the Lord. Do we have our Bible here?
Do you need it on record?
Yes. Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 26.
We need to.
Acts chapter 26. Are we there? Acts chapter 26 from verse 1. Because we really need to know why you are here. You are here is not a chance. Abi, it's not by chance. God need you. God need you. You know, a minister friend of mine, one certain time he asked me, he said, "This is your church. The miracles that your that your pastor does, are they real?" I say, why do you ask? He say, "Does those doctors verify those miracles?" I say, "But you and I know that the greatest miracle in the Bible is salvation." I say, "Who verified your salvation?" He couldn't say anything. You know, it must be very stupid for you to think a pastor is doing miracles and these things you think is they are not real. And you are also a minister. In fact, you've never paid half of the sacrifice that those ministers paid. That those ministers have paid. You've not sacrificed little like this. Prayers. I don't know how hungry you are for these things. You might not see the result today. See, it takes your spiritual eyes for you to see that result. It takes your spiritual eyes for you to see those results. See, if somebody asks you, why do you follow David the way you follow David? Why do you do like this? Why do you follow Infanula as if it's your mama's, it's your mother's business? See, if the person has been in the faith, just tell the person she'll kneel down and face the world. That is a very mild way of teaching that person. Acts chapter 26 from verse 1. If you are there, just... Are we there? Can someone get me a Bible? Let me... He said, Then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Thou art permitted to speak for thyself." Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself, "Think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among my own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews which know me from the beginning, if they will testify that after the most straightest sect of our religion, I live a Pharisee." Verse 6. "And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise are 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come, for which hope ask, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be a thought? Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead?
You know, like what I said. He said, why should it be thought a thing incredible that God should raise the dead? Sorry, I'm reading like this. The words are very small. I can't really see, but my eyes are... Praise the Lord. So, when you are following somebody, watch the person. Know who you are following. Know the things that this person like. Know the things that he dislike. Miracles are, you know, the Bible says, it led us to understand one thing. He said, if only we believe. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devil. So, just for you to believe, as a born-again Christian, just for you to believe, it's possible for you to do what? Heal. And do what? Cast out devils. So just believe. You know, I did not want to say much because Pastor Dave has already addressed all the whole issue. For the people that are here, if you read that same chapter down to 18 or so, he made a statement there. He said, for those people that he brought, he made them ministers. So, you are not being brought here to just come and sit and watch others. You were here to be made a minister. And you should be clapping for that. You were brought here to be made a minister. Not to come and escort people. You were brought to be a minister. Many years ago, I've told these stories to a lot of people. I said, I hate suits. Why? Because when I was growing up, I was born and brought up in apostolic church. So if I see all those pastors and all those elders, they wear coats, I hate it. What is this? They make me hate suits. So I did not differentiate the difference between coats and suits. But they are a big difference. So when I got to Port Harcourt, I saw that what people are wearing here is not coat. This one is looking nice, oh, and I would love to be wearing this tie. So it came to a point. Before then, me, I'm a very stubborn fellow, but something happened that made me mellow. Tell your neighbor, humility pays. I know most of you, if you have money, if you are rich, if you see a poor person talk to you anyhow, you will show out your anger. Don't be like Saul. Don't be like Saul. A little girl was just reading her Bible in the school where we went to go and invite people just to share the word of God with them. After break, so the teacher entered the class to teach. All the old students were making noise. The girl was just 8 years old. God. This girl was meditating. The whole class were making noise. After everything, the first teacher entered. She couldn't teach because of the noise. She had to go. The second teacher came. This one was ready to flog everybody. At that point, the girl has come to a stage whereby she's ready to release. Kabaye. The next thing the girl says was, take it! And the whole class fell under the power of the Holy Ghost, including the teacher. When we came, we saw that it was only the girl standing. We have to ask what happened. But we know what happened. The principal have to come. When they ask, what happened? She said, that is the power of the Holy Ghost. That was faith stirring.
I left that place. Tears were coming out of my eyes. Tears were coming out of my eyes. God. God. Why will it be thought thing incredible that God should raise the dead? That God should raise the dead. See, look at the journey so far. Look at the journey so far. Last year is never this year. Last year has gone. Last year has gone. Lastly, let me just close with this song. Ejoba, Oluwa. Ejoba, Oluwa. Laye ati loru. Ejoba, Oluwa. Ejoba, Oluwa. Ejoba, Oluwa. Laye ati loru. Ejoba, Oluwa. Kosiyo, kosiyo. Awima eo. Kosei ni reo. Awima eo. Kosiyo. Awima eo. Kosei ni reo. Ejoba, Oluwa. Ejoba, Oluwa. Laye ati loru. Ejoba, Oluwa. Ejoba, Oluwa. Ejoba, Oluwa. Laye ati loru. Ejoba, Oluwa. Kosiyo, kosiyo. Awimaye o. Koseni, bire o.
Hallelujah. All right, let's clap our hands to Jesus. Praise God. Praise God.